Hi, you're listening to the Sports Tourism on Air podcast, where I, Vadim Ilchuk, will reveal, dear listeners, the incredible world of sport from the touristic perspective to you, so the sport tourism industry stakeholders could be sure that with this podcast, they will always be on trend. This podcast is produced by Endeca.net Sport Company, which is an international travel organizer of sports events with more than 10 years of experience. And here I will talk to different worldwide experts for whom the sport and the sports travel industry is a passion of life. Today we will talk about Liverpool, a place where you will never walk alone. What are the main achievements of Merseyside's two main clubs, Liverpool and Everton? Why is their confrontation called the Friendly Derby? And will they be able to get their game back after a not-so-successful start to the 2022-2023 season? Joe Rimmer, head of football for Liverpool Echo, is our guest, who will help us to find the answers to these questions. What comes to your mind when you hear the name Liverpool? Someone immediately remembers a large industrial port city, now one of England's business centers. For someone, Liverpool is a walk through the streets to the Beatles songs. And for sports fans, it is a primarily you will never walk alone at the Liverpool Stadium, and the toffee lady who distributes sweets at the Everton Stadium. So these two teams are the leading sports representatives in Merseyside, a metropolitan and ceremonial country in northwest England. Liverpool is constantly developing, so visitors can always find something that interests them. The city offers many different activities, and football is a bold point, defining it as one of the coolest in England.
Anyone that had visited, say, before 2008 and then comes back afterwards will have seen a very different city. And it's one that I'm very proud to bring friends to now. You know, I think it's a bustling city full of great nightlife, great shops, restaurants, bars. And then the football clubs are like the cherry on top. And obviously it's got great history as a port city. And then with the music, you know, if you're into music, then the Beatles, but not just the Beatles, so many others come from this city. So yeah, I think the football side of things is one aspect, but I think the city has so much more and they are just the cherry on top. And any football fan from around the world would love to come to Anfield, would love to go to Goodison and watch a football match.
Liverpool FC is the most successful club in England. It has won 66 trophies in its lifetime, the last of which was a Community Shield in July 2022. The best period in the history of Liverpool is associated with two coaches, Bill Shankly and Bob Paisley. Shankly led the team from 1959 to 1966, then Paisley succeeded him and coached them until 1983. Together, these mentors brought Liverpool 29 trophies, 11 English Football League titles, 2 FA Cups, 3 League Cups and 9 English Super Cups. Also, Liverpool is the leader among English clubs in international trophies, 14 titles. For comparison, Chelsea takes second place with 9 international awards. Now the club is being coached by Jurgen Klopp, a German specialist. Probably the brightest moment was the 2019-2020 season, when the club won the Premier League. The last time they became champions of the country was in the 1989-1990 season. Also, in the 2018-2019 season, the club won the Champions League. They were in the finals in the 2017-2018 and 2021-2022 seasons, but both times they lost to Real Madrid. The 2022-2023 season does not seem very successful for the club. The team can't find their game, and the question arises, what is the reason? Did the team give their best, or did they need to land before a new flight? Let's ask Joe.
You know, they are slightly starting to change things. I wouldn't say that they're completely a team in transition, but certainly when you look at signings like Luis Diaz, who came in January and starting to play more of a role, you add in, you know, the midfield being quite old now, Konate coming into the side more last season, and different things. You know, Sadio Mane leaving was big. There's obviously going to be a bit of a kickback on that. And then add to that, they've had a terrible time with injuries. And look, on one hand, you know, I think that gives them a pass for some of the poor form. On the other hand, I think they should have seen some of these injuries coming. So I do think there's an element of bad management there, but I don't doubt that Liverpool will improve.
Every team goes through ups and downs, but we have no doubt that such a strong player as Liverpool will not give up without a fight and will continue on their way to winning the titles. And how are their neighbors, Everton? The Toffees, as this team is nicknamed, have won 24 trophies in their history, but the last one was a relatively long time ago, the FA Cup in 1995. The most significant achievement in the club's history was the only European trophy, the Cup Winners' Cup, in the 1984-1985 season, under the leadership of Howard Kendall. This coach also won the FA Cup, 2 National League titles, and 3 English Super Cups with the team, making it one of the best periods in the club's history. Right now, Everton, just like its neighbors, is not having an easy time. Over the last 3 years, starting in the 2019-2020 season, the best place for the team was 10th. What are the reasons? The team's squad is no worse than other clubs in England, and the coaches for these 3 years were the legendary Carlo Ancelotti and the young coach Frank Lampard. What prevents the team from achieving high results?
And also, you know, I think for a lot of clubs who are sort of middle of the road in the Premier League, you can throw Everton in there, you can throw Newcastle, you can throw Aston Villa. You know, that they have their ups and downs, and when they're on and up, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will continue that success for a number of years. You know, quite often they can be based on things like, you know, a manager having a decent season and then moving away, Carlo Ancelotti, or a player having a decent season and then moving away, Richarlison. So, you know, I think they always are on unsteady foundations, and I think it takes a while for a team. I think Tottenham probably the best example of a team who've done it without spending ridiculous amounts of money, but they've managed to keep hold of their best players like Harry Kane and like Son, and build up slowly and put themselves, and also invest in infrastructure around the club like the stadium, and put themselves in a position where they can stay in and around the top six, and then they start acting like a big club as well.
Everton is one to keep an eye on, though. This team is a real surprise for spectators and opponents. So if you want to go to a match where the result will be decided in the 90th minute, the Everton match is your choice. And what can we say about their history of confrontation? Teams played 242 matches. Everton won 67 times, 98 ended in favor of Liverpool, and in 77 games the teams could not find a winner. However, this derby stands out from the crowd. Why? Friendly derby is the name of the confrontation between Liverpool and Everton. It's pretty unusual to hear this about a football derby where emotions run wild and each team wants to win the glory of the city they have to share with their opponents. You can clearly see it in our previous episode, London, a triangle of passion and emotions, where both the teams and the fans hate each other. So why friendly derby? In Liverpool, you can find both Everton and Liverpool fans in many families, which has resulted in no total fan division, so clashes between the fans are rare. Also, the teams united their troubles. For example, in 1989, Liverpool and Nottingham Forest met in the semi-finals of the FA Cup. The match was held at the Hillsborough Stadium. However, they did not finish it. A large number of fans caused an uncontrollable stampede, resulting in the death of 97 Liverpool fans. This tragedy is now known as the Hillsborough disaster. As a result, Everton fans supported their neighbors, and Stretchett intertwined Everton and Liverpool scarves in Stanley Park, which separates Anfield and Goodison Park, the stadiums of Liverpool and Everton, respectively. Or the case in 2007. Then a little boy, Rhys Jones, was killed. He was 11 years old, devoted Everton fan. After this tragedy, Liverpool supported his family by inviting it to a Champions League match, which was then held at Anfield. The Jones family stood on the pitch in Everton shirts and scarves, while the Z Cars theme song, to which Everton players traditionally run out, was played for the first time at Anfield. However, enough time has passed since these events. Can we say that now the derby Liverpool-Everton is friendly?
I think the friendly derby hasn't been the friendly derby for a very long time now. And in the modern world that we live in with social media and some of the things that happen there, I think that has sort of caused the friendly thing to die away a bit. I think the success of the clubs in recent years has also preyed onto that. And I think there's a lot of anger at times and things said that shouldn't be said, you know, and I think social media has takes a lot of blame for that. You know, it's one of the reasons I think we're seeing now between Liverpool and Man City a quite nasty rivalry, because certain like-minded people who might say awful things get together and social media can pull those people together. So it's a shame that, and I hope that they, you know, they find a way of making it into the friendly derby once again.
However, there is another confrontation whose history is connected to the economic rivalry of the regions. We are talking about Liverpool-Manchester United. During the Industrial Revolution, both cities competed for dominance in the northwest of England. Manchester was known for its manufacturing facilities and Liverpool for its port. After the Manchester Ship Canal was constructed, seagoing vessels could bypass Liverpool and transport goods directly to Manchester. Thus, jobs flowed from Liverpool to Manchester. Since then, the confrontation between cities and later football clubs began.
Rivalry is a really interesting one, and what I've found remarkable in the last, say, you know, half a century, you've seen Manchester United be the most dominant force, then fall away. Liverpool established themselves as the most dominant force in the 70s and 80s. They've fallen away. Manchester United came roaring back in the 90s and then the 2000s. Then they've fallen away, and Liverpool have sort of partly established themselves. And obviously you've got new money in there in Man City and Chelsea. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting that Liverpool and United seem to trade these times on the top. So I think that again has preyed into the rivalry.
They are two of the most successful clubs in the country. So even considering just this, their rivalry should come as no surprise. Each team wants to get ahead in this never-ending title race and beat its old rival. So no matter what conditions both teams are in, their confrontation is always a real spectacle. It is also necessary to remember other confrontations between Liverpool teams and other clubs: Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea and Tottenham. For Everton, this is an opportunity to demonstrate their readiness to compete with the best clubs in England. For Liverpool, every victory over a principled opponent gives confidence in their abilities and an additional motivation for the players to show that they did not fly off the road, but just pause by a pit stop. We'll be right back. That is football in Liverpool. Historical, special and intriguing. I hope you like the episode. If yes, subscribe to this podcast and wait for the next episodes very soon. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and other podcast platforms. Let's dig into the world of sports tourism together.